Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to SCA's Ribeye Radio, presented by Tranquil IT.
We're on, boys.
Hello, 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 America. We are back. Yes, folks. Episode 17, SCA's Ribeye Radio, presented by Tranquil IT.
This program contains adult content. Parental discretion is advised.
Wow.
Better safe than sorry.
Exactly. Folks, we are glad you could join us tonight on this beautiful, beautiful summer, warm, warm day in July. We are coming to you live from the World Headquarters Studio in beautiful Bedford, Texas. We are glad you're joining us. I am your host, Joe, and with me, my partner in crime, Brett. Hello, Brett.
Shelley's husband is on the air.
Of course, of course, of course. The Mr. Underwood.
Mr. Underwood of the Association.
Folks, we're glad you could join us tonight. We have with us this evening our typical bag of tricks. Yes, we are going to do our normal thing, and that is go unscripted, if you can believe that.
That would be a big bag of nothing, Jojo.
So tonight, episode 17, we are going to do results from Georgetown, Texas. We're going to also go over the results for Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. We will go through what is on Brett's mind.
Not much.
Our usual staples, which include the Shiner Wheel of Beer, the SCA News Desk, which includes the event calendar, new events. Going to take a walk through the mailroom and go through mail call, quick hits, and at the very end, we will take a stroll through JoJo's Corner. But before we get started, we like to do a little shout-out to our sponsors. So, any fanfare for this one?
Not so much, but
not
thanks
so much
for asking.
So, we would like to thank Kingsford Professional Charcoal, Shiner Beers, Grill Great, PK Grills, Pelican Elite Coolers, Dripping Springs Texas Vodka, Mr. and Mrs. T's Bloody Mary Mixes, Cosmos Q's Injections, Marinades, and Rubs, UNM Steps, Tranquil IT, and yes, folks, Fire Butler. Thank you all for being such great sponsors of SCA and Ribeye Radio.
Ribeye winning. I win here and I win there. Now what?
I guess we'll just go ahead and start with the results there, Charlie. What do you think,
yeah,
Brett?
He's winning.
He's winning. He's been drinking that tiger blood, haven't he?
I think he has.
So, folks, in the last 2 weeks since our last show, we have had two contests. We had one in Georgetown, Texas. This one was the Texas Firewalkers Steak Cook-Off.
Correct.
Okay. So, in this particular event, we had
Many teams. Yes.
But for you, and for all intents and purposes, we're going to give you the top 10. So, in 10th place, Kelly Curtis.
Panther Creek Barbecue. No.
No droppage. Okay.
Easy.
9th place, Brian Rapolo.
Oh, yeah.
Tennessee Whiskey. Even though he's from Louisiana. Okay.
He's smooth as Tennessee.
I got you. Okay. Just checking there, Brian. 8th place went to Mr. Milkshake himself, B-Rad Callis.
There you go. Give him the number. What's his name? Brad Callis?
Yes, the Milkshake.
Do we know him?
I believe we do.
I believe he's not in here. There he is. Milkshake, bringing all the boys to the yard again. What place did he get?
That was number 8.
Number 8. better than ninth. All right,
but
let me
not
see
as good as seventh.
That's true. That's true. Because seventh place. This is the wrong sheet. Okay.
No, I'm looking at it here. Seventh place went unclaimed, sir. So it went to Team MIA.
Team MIA. Congratulations. Good job.
Sixth place went to Brian. Sixth place went to Brian Clemens.
All right.
Fifth place went to Miss Shauna Rapolo. Very nice. Congratulations there. Fourth place, Paul DeGolier. DeGolier.
If I had a dripping spring sounder, I would play it for Paul.
You know what? Just hit that crystal bell sound because, I mean, that's what he's used to.
Yeah.
Third place went to Kit Polk.
Good job, Kit. He is leading the Lone Star Barbecue Society in barbecue points.
Very nice.
One GC there. Got a third in steak.
Very, very nice. Second place went to Gino Potts.
Oh, Gene.
This is Sheriff Buford D. Justice of Texas.
That's right. Buford T. got a call.
He got a call. A good call, too.
He did at that.
First place went to Joey Smith.
Joey Smith.
Traditional barbecuer.
Chrome. She can see herself.
Chrome. Now, Joey with his Texas chrome rub.
Now, we'll tell you this. This was, Joey's second?
Yes.
SCA event. He cooked in Shiner, also got a call in Shiner. So congratulations, Joey. He has punched his ticket to Fort Worth for the SCA Championship at Billy Bob's, Texas, October 29th. We will see you there, sir. Very, very good turnout. Very good effort. Now, I do want to throw a couple of quick notes on this one. This was put together by the promoter, whose name was Pee-wee. He was the major domo behind the Central Texas Harley Davidson. He fell in love with the SCA concept and with the SCA contest so much that literally he put together this contest in literally, 2 weeks?
Yes.
I mean, it was put together.
Yeah, it was put together in 2 weeks. And we still, I want to say we had 29 teams, something like that.
It was, around 27 teams. So not bad for a 2 week turnaround. And he did a very, very fabulous job. So shout out to Pee-wee and to everyone that helped Trish. Shout out to you down there in Georgetown. So that was 2 weeks ago. This past Saturday, this one was in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. This was the second annual Trip Haggard Memorial Steak Cook-Off. Brett, would you like to tell people who Trip is? I'm pretty sure a lot know.
On the road again.
But we would like to kind of get your take on Trip.
Well, Trip Haggard was a buddy of mine that we met him first year we went to Tulsa about 6-7 years ago, and he ran the event there. But he was one of the first guys that really ran these events, and he was a guy that really helped me with information on judging systems. He kind of opened up his vault to me and showed me how some things were done, and it was neat to see how that event ran things compared to others. And a lot of the ideas for SCA, some actually came from Tripp's event, but he passed away about a year and a half ago. And we had an event for him last year, shortly, 6 months after he passed. And then we had another event this week for him. So he was a big part of how we got started, and great guy. We know his family. You do these events in different towns, you meet family, and they were all at the event. It was a really neat time. The awards were great.
It was a really, really great turnout, a great event. There was a little bit of emotion. There was a few tears flowing, but in honor to him and to his family, we just wanted to say thank y'all and our hats off to y'all for everything. In our results, we had a total of how many teams do you remember?
Yes.
51 teams competed. In this particular contest also, we also had a chicken wing ancillary. So the top five in chicken wings. Fifth place went to, I hope I say her name right, Lisa Guatney.
Very close, Joe. If you were speaking Chinese, you would be off just by a little bit.
Just
yeah. Yep. Good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just spelled it like I see it. I pronounced it like it's written. So, fourth place went to Los Primos, Anthony Hernandez.
Anthony Hernandez, good deal.
Third place, Mr. Joe Castillo, the Worm.
Ooh, I believe Joe has a song this week.
Long, thin, slimy one, short, fat, juicy one, the itty bitty, fuzzy, wuzzy worm.
Oh, yeah. Joe got his own song.
That was very nice. Congratulations, Joe, on that one. Tocayo, you did a great job. Second place went to Miss Amy Torres. Name sounds familiar to me.
Amy doesn't have a song.
We may have to come up with one.
Told you was a man who thought he was a
Not so much.
No, you don't get the credit for that one.
Not so much. That's all.
We're
going
to have an Amy song.
We do have to come up with an Amy song. I don't know what we come up
Since
with.
She seems to hit in appetizers quite a bit.
Exactly. So, first place went to Crystal Ford, the Steak Aficionados.
Uh-huh. Don't.
Okay. I thought we had a Great Poupon drop.
Oh, wait a minute. What's her name? Ford.
Boyd.
Boyd Ford.
Pardon me. Would you have any Grey Poupon?
Not on my sandwich, but yes.
The Aficionados. But congratulations, Crystal, on her first place in chicken wings. That was very, very good. In our steak event, 10th place went to Mr. Joe Early, RI Cook Team number 2.
So I've got to get up in the morning.
Well, I can't wait till we get the camera in here where they can watch us jamming these songs.
Dancing to these things. It's bad.
9th place, Mr. Mark Beaver, the Smoking Beavers.
Oh, Mr. Beaver, please tell me. Oh, we do.
Beaver, 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 Beaver.
He does have the Beaver fever. Not bad, not bad.
Not bad.
8th place went to the Godfather himself, Mr. Johnny Joseph, Blowing Smoke Griller.
Here's Johnny.
I think he's actually listening tonight.
I believe he is too. 7th place, there's a swarm that hit.
Oh.
Mr. Brian Bribey Q.
Swat that thing.
Thank you. Man, that sucker just flying around here. 6th place went to big man Jeremy Holmes.
Congratulations. Don't have that one yet.
Okay. 5th place went to Mr. Bill Bond, Mr. Tulsa himself.
Let's ride, cowboys, with your guns in the air. This is Oklahoma State, with your guns in the air.
There you go. There you go for you, Bill.
That song makes me want to jump out of the window. Just saying.
4th place went to Braun Sear, Team Sear.
First rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
True.
True. 3rd place, Kent Boatwright.
Kent Boatwright. Good job, Kent. First-time cooker.
First-time cooker. Did a very nice job there. Everybody kept claiming they got boatwrighted.
Yeah, that's his slogan, I think, his shtick.
That's his shtick. 2nd place went to Mr. Arkansas himself, Mr. Alan Newton.
I'm a natural, actual, real, authentic Arkansas-loving man.
Yes, I am.
Now, I'd like for Brett to tell this story. There was a tie for 1st and 2nd place. So go ahead, Brett.
Yes, we had the closest finish ever in an SCA event. 1st place and 2nd place actually tied. And after going back and even doing research on this, 1st place came from table 1. 2nd place came from table 2 with the exact same score, final score. So we had to go to taste to break it. Well, 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 and your winner, 1st place of the Trip Haggard Memorial, Joe Torres. I wondered if I was ever going to get to play that song.
Well, guess what?
Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you. Now you can retire that song.
You know, and what was weird is at the awards, Joe was really shaken up, but I was able to capture him later and ask him a couple questions. And,
here we go.
This was part of Joe's thank you speech that I got from him.
Hace tan solo dos o tres años en Los Ángeles asistía a una gala de beneficencia y estaba esperando en una mesa. Tenía que soltar un pequeño discurso y estaba cantando.
Okay, I'm really not sure what he said there, but then I asked him. I said, "Well, what does that mean in English, Joe? What are you trying to tell me here? I mean." Because I don't speak Spanish good.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellent.
Is that a fact, JoJo?
Damn it.
Yes. Yeah, baby.
Oh, my God. No wonder you were trying to hide the drop screen from me. Oh, it took you this long to put this together.
All about 30 seconds.
More like 30 hours, I would predict. That was good. That was really good. I can't wait till you compete and win. So I got drops for you.
That one.
Son of a gun.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
51 teams. And that was a top-notch group right there. It was a double points event. So you had guys from all over the country. Probably all of our top 10, I believe all the top 10 in points were there. Were they not, Joe?
Pretty much. Now, folks, just to show you the importance of these double point contests, I was pretty much down in the cellar, and with that, it catapulted me from 11 points up to 33. So that just goes to show you how important these double point events are. We do have one more scheduled this year. So keep in mind that Smokin' Possum in September is a double points contest. So remember to keep that in mind because you will jump some major spots if you can get up in the top five. It pretty much shows a lot of difference because if you get a top five, you automatically got 10 points.
Yeah,
so it's a great jump. The other thing I wanted to mention also is we had the Haggard family out there.
Yep.
And Tripp's daughter, Molly, was part of the presentation, and she was very, very good at helping Brett with the awards and such. There was a few emotional moments. My hat's off to Johnny Joseph for his kind words. He spoke twice, once on behalf of Tripp and another one where he made a dedication to Tripp's wife, Margaret, correct?
Correct.
So that was very touching. Everybody had a tear in their eye. As Brett mentioned earlier, I was a little bit taken by emotion, but the majority of that emotion was because, again, out of respect to the memory of Tripp, it just meant a lot to me to do it there. Of all the places to have done it, I'm just glad I did it there. So, again, a shout out to the Haggard family. We love y'all, and we're always there for you. You're always going to be SEA to us, and we will do our best to make sure that every time we're together, and especially at these cook-offs in memory of Tripp, that they will be bigger and better each year. So,
high five!
There you go.
Yeah, that was a good event. I'm glad we got to go up there and do it this year, and it's going to move locations again next year. I'm thinking we'll move it back to Chandler Park next year. It's hot up there for some reason. I know it's up instead of down south, but.
Yeah.
And it just seems hot in Tulsa.
Now, another thing that was very, very unique also is we were there in Broken Arrow. Last year it was in Chandler Park, like Brett mentioned. This year we were there in conjunction with the Bluebell Ice Cream Festival. So if you can imagine this, folks, there was a ton of Bluebell ice cream. They said that there was over 15,000 people out there.
That's what they said, 14,000, 15,000.
Oh, my God, that's hot.
And believe me, they were lining up. And I'm telling you, there was ice cream I had never seen or heard of. I mean, that's how unique this festival was. But the lines were full. There was a lot of people. A lot of people came by our cook sites. Very interested in what was going on. We also had a judges class, so we certified how many new judges.
Yes, that's correct.
We certified a few new judges, so it was a very good turnout.
I don't know. I got confused. We started the class, and a couple came in. I think it was 9 or 11, one or the other. I'm not positive. But Shelley had wrote all those down, and Ken put them in the computer. So I just stood up there and talked until I almost stroked out on a bottle of water. I don't know what happened, man. I started coughing, couldn't stop.
Holy cow.
Oh, it was bad. Thought Shelly was going to pull the Heimlich on me.
Wow.
I was hoping.
It wasn't that time of the month yet. So anyway, we just want to say thank you to everybody in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And later on in the show, we will go over the event calendar, what's coming up with everything in not only with new events, but stuff that is pending. So we'll go over some of that stuff as we get along later.
Sounds
in the
show. Good.
So now we would like to segue into what is on Brett's mind.
Oh, what is on my mind? Anonymous is what's on my mind today.
I'm sorry. I'm
anonymous. When you sign up for our events on the SCA website, you can choose to register as anonymous. I've tried to get that taken away. Well, not taken away, but it's an option, I believe. So I've emailed the company that does our website stuff. But by clicking anonymous, you're not fooling anybody. Nobody cares if you're there or not there. I mean, far as, oh my gosh, he's here, I'm not going. So let people know. It's easier for the promoters. They can see who's in there. Your buddies might want to see if you're there. I mean, it just makes sense. Hey, I see Johnny's here. I see Joe's there. Joe Castillo's going to be there. Great, man. It'll be good to see these guys again. Oh, who's anonymous? Oh, it's somebody that thinks they're tricky. Not so much, buddy.
No,
Bobby Stewart?
Not really.
We got your number, buddy. We know you're going to be there Saturday with Ole Willis.
Wow.
We know you're going to be there.
Hey, folks, we don't even have a camera in here, and he's we don't even have a camera in here, and he's pointing out in the space over here, just like directing his angst. So this is going to get interesting once we do get the live camera.
That's the end of my rant. Here's a soapbox.
Put that sucker away. All right, folks, that was what was on Brett's mind. So any comments?
Guy Fieri, I got a comment. Never mind. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's change the subject. Let's spin the Shiner wheel of beer.
Oh, we can do that.
Wow! We got a winner.
What do we got, JoJo?
Tonight's beer of choice that has landed on the wheel is the Shiner Strawberry Blonde. Yes, folks, Strawberry Blonde. Refreshing taste, smooth finish. Let's check this out.
Everybody likes a ginger. Oh, yours opened well.
Salute.
That's good stuff.
Wow.
We might have to spin again in a while here.
No, no kidding. And no, Shelly, this is not the ones we took out of your little private stash at the house.
Your stash is still there.
It's still there. I had to go buy the six pack. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Shinerbach, for sponsoring SCA and the Shinerbach Wheel of Beer.
Yes, thank you very much. Again, Shiner is one of our premier sponsors. And for giving us the wheel and for allowing us to have this lovely, lovely ice chest full of beer. Mm.
I had an awesome time.
That's right.
So, folks, I think we're moving along at a pretty good pace here. We're going to go ahead and segue into the SCA News Desk.
All right, Dan.
Thank you there.
News Desk.
Hello, folks, and welcome to the news desk. Tonight's top story, the Republican National Convention.
Leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
Exactly.
Ted Cruz, thank you very little.
I tell you what, folks, if anything, put that TV on mute and just turn us up. And, hey, you're probably going to have to decide which one you want to jump out the window for.
What double dog dare you?
That's right. Turn it off and turn up SCA.
Don't be scared.
Woo-hoo!
doing the bull dance, feeling the flow, working it, working it,
working it.
That one just kills me.
I know, it's funny. Okay, so upcoming events that we have going on right now.
Yes, yes, let's do this.
This weekend, Saturday, Whitney, Texas.
Yes.
The Lake Whitney Classic Steak Cook-Off.
Hey, do you know we're going to have two anonymous teams there?
Not so much anymore. Not so much. But hey, folks, for real, Lake Whitney, we're going to be there for this cook-off. This is a first-time event.
Yes.
It is in support of the Booster Club. So far, we have
38 teams.
And we're still accepting teams until tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow at noon.
Tomorrow at noon is the cutoff. So please come on out and enjoy a beautiful day in downtown Whitney, Texas. For those of you that are not familiar with Whitney, Whitney is slightly to the west of Hillsboro, Texas, right at the cornerstone of where 35 East and 35 West meet. Then, on the 30th, Spring Hill Piggly Wiggly Steak Cook-Off. Yes, folks, we are coming back to Spring Hill, Louisiana. This one has a limit. Teams will be limited to 75.
Negatory.
Oh,
that has just changed. Yeah, the wind seems to be blowing out of the east today, causing her to have a different idea of how many teams she wants. So in the last communication, she said, well, we're probably going to have 100 teams.
Wow.
So because they're 25 teams above where we were at this point last year. And I'm talking to teams that are entering three teams for $50. Why not?
Exactly.
So I told her that's going on. We're not going to need much more space. I think it'll be 75 to 100 teams, JoJo.
It's going to be a good, good turnout. Last year, Brett, Shelley, and myself repped this one. We had our hands full. And not only that, folks, it was hot.
Oh, yes.
It was very hot. But we had a really good time. We had a really good turnout. 75 teams last year. We are in a strip mall facility where the Piggly Wiggly is the anchor.
Grocery store anchor, yeah.
And we had teams not only in that strip mall. We had teams across the street. We had teams on the side of the street. They were, I mean, no matter where you were, you saw teams.
Yeah.
It was
everywhere.
Everywhere. It was a great, great turnout. And again, for $50 for a sign up on a team, think about this.
Two steaks is about, you know, $12.99 a steak. You're looking at $26 in steaks.
Yes.
I'm going to give you a bag of charcoal. So you got a bag of charcoal for $12. You got 26 in steaks. You're $38. Probably going to bring you some Shinerbach beer. 12 packs, about $12. You're not going to drink 12, but you might drink three. So now we're up to $39 of your money already gone.
Look at that.
What a deal.
What a deal.
I'm almost paying you to come cook this event.
Exactly. And then on top of that, we have teams that traditionally cook as single teams, even though there's multiple players. Those teams are going to do separate teams. Husband and wives are cooking. Husband, wife, and kids are cooking.
Brother, sister.
Brother, sisters are cooking. Grandma, grandpa's cooking. I mean, everybody wants to be involved in this. And I'm telling you,
are they all going to use separate bathrooms? That might be the question.
That's a very good possibility.
Will they have the Miss Piggly Wiggly jean shorts contest again? Was just added. Let's hope so.
That must have happened after the award.
I remember the guy that just texted me. He was sitting in the front yelling,
"What are those?" Was it the same guy that had a fever?
No, it's a different guy.
Different
actually,
guy.
Yeah.
Okay. What did he say again?
Struggling.
He said,
"What are those?"
Oh, God.
That's funny. That's funny, funny, funny. But again, folks, that is on the 30th, Spring Hill Piggly Wiggly Steak Cook-Off. Then, August 6th, this one's a big one, folks. The Summer Splash Steak and Chicken Wing Cook-Off in Jacksonville, Florida.
Show me the money. Show me the money.
That's exactly what David's been saying in Florida.
That's right.
Yep. Shout out to David. David, if you're listening, give us a high five, brother. This one is going to be big. Florida, get your popcorn ready, because this is going to be a good turnout. And we just posted a picture of it earlier this week. Beautiful, beautiful trophies.
Really cool trophies.
They are so freaking cool. I like those.
Yeah. If you guys need a logo, barbecuelogos.com.
Barbecuelogos.com. Tell them SCA sent you.
Patrick out there does a great job. It's barbecuelogos.com. He does a lot of our logo work. So if you want, you know, if your team has a puppy, a monkey, and a baby in it, he can make you a logo.
Puppy, monkey, baby. Puppy, monkey, baby.
Good segue. Good segue.
Man, I went a long way for that one.
Oh, man. That one actually was a lot better than the, whatever, the speech.
You can do it!
Okay, so then, August 12th, the Kirbyville, Texas is going to present the Deep East Steak Barbecue and Steak Championship.
Yes.
This one is going to be a big one also. And in addition to SCA, there is also going to be a barbecue competition. And I believe somebody in this room is going to be participating in the barbecue section.
Ooh. Of course, my red hot smoking wife.
That's right. Me and my smoking wife are going to be cooking in that.
Well, well, well.
Yes, they have a dessert competition. Shelly's going to cook dessert.
Don't say what it is.
I don't know what she's cooking.
Okay,
she won't
good.
Tell me.
Good.
She knows I'll tell everyone. But, yeah, she's going to cook the desserts. So I'm cooking brisket, chicken, and ribs, and some beans.
Well, well, well.
Well, well, well. I get to cook for once. The back doesn't go out. I'm in.
Very nice. Very nice. I like that. Now,
that's what she said.
On August the 20th, we did have an event in Lubbock. This was going to be the Lubbock Wounded Warriors Steak Cook-Off. Brett, can you explain what happened on this one, sir?
Yeah, this was going to be held out at a guy's, like a pole barn in the country. Mm-hmm. We're going to do the awards and everything in there, do the judging. And it turns out the gentleman that is promoting this, his wife is due. They had to move her due date up to that week. And the last thing he wants is 30, 45 barbecued steak teams cruising around the area while they're she's going through this time. So they've postponed it a little bit, and we will have it back on the schedule as soon as it comes up.
So keep that in mind, folks. The Wounded Warriors Steak Cook-Off in Lubbock, Texas. We will. Wow, man, what the heck? Our sponsorship with Apple getting through yet?
I know, phone's just blowing up.
But we will let you know when this one gets back on the schedule, okay? Then the next one we want to talk about is going to be 26th Minnesota State Steak Cook-Off in Albert Lee.
All right.
Minnesota.
Now, that's a good one.
Ken, the mayor, will be representing up there on that particular weekend.
Actually, I believe I'll be going up there as well because we set up a judging class there.
Yes, that is correct.
And it is now up to 26 peeps. And from what I understand, there was 3 people running that last time, that whole class. It was Ken, Ken's self, and Ken's twin himself. It was Ken and his self running that thing. So, you know, usually you get a little more help, but I believe I'm going up there to help with that one. We think it'll hit 40 in the class from what we hear. So
very nice.
That is great. It's better than going to Guy Fieri's restaurant.
Now, I will tell you this, folks. Minnesota has really, really picked up the pace on these SCA cook-offs and judges classes. We're hoping that Florida will also start doing this here pretty soon.
Yes, they will.
I will say this for Minnesota, that last year we did how many events? Maybe 2 or 3? Or maybe it was 2, I think. This year I think we're slated for almost 5. So things are picking up really, really good in Minnesota. So we are looking forward to seeing everybody up in Minnesota. Then the following weekend, which is going to be the 27th. Oh, that same weekend, I'm sorry. The 27th of August, the Raider Red Meats Barbecue and Ribeye Championship in Lubbock, Texas. Now, this one's a big one, folks, because this one's also in conjunction with a KCBS barbecue cook-off. There is a Friday night and Saturday night event. Friday night will have a battle of the celebrity chefs. There will be 4 teams competing, and on their flyer, if you go to their website, they will tell you who is cooking. What I understand, I believe Robert Sierra versus Big Mo versus Harry Sue versus
somebody. I don't know who it is.
I think it's the two brothers from the Heinz barbecue sauce commercial.
Okay.
I don't remember their names right now.
And they're cooking steak.
And they're doing something, yeah.
Yeah.
They're doing something. But it's a Friday and Saturday event. So go check them out in Lubbock, Texas. Then also on the 27th of August, I hope I say this right. Rega Fest?
Yeah, Rega Fest.
Rega Fest, SCA Steak Cook-Off in The Hague, Netherlands.
The Hague.
Damn it.
You had it last show.
I keep rolling my R's.
Anyway, it's going to be a good one.
Hot Rod Harry Havinga will be running this out there in the
Hot
Netherlands.
Hot Rod Harry. I like that.
So those of you that are available that can make it to this, hey, jump on board. Give it a shot. You never know. You can be a true international champion. You never know.
It's a fact.
It's a fact. So those are our upcoming events all the way up until the end of August. Here in a little bit, we're going to go over some of the other events that are a little bit beyond, but they're newer events. And Brett will go into detail with some of these. Are you ready for those now, sir?
Not so much. We're doing new events?
New events.
All right. Yeah, let's hit on some new events. We just got paperwork in this week from Harper, Kansas. We're going to be part of the Harper Bullseye Barbecue Cook-Off. It's going to be a Friday night event. So teams could cook a Friday in Harper, Kansas, and then turn around and cook a Saturday at another event close. So that one should be good. We're excited about this one because this particular promoter wants to do three more events next year. So got to put on our A game for this one for sure. And then October 8th, we are going to be in Lebanon, Ohio. And it is at the Miami Valley Gaming Casino. It's a big casino up in Ohio, and they got tables and stuff, JoJo.
You know, on an unrelated note, corporate JoJo's got to be up there, going to be up there in the 1st of August. So I'll get to go, I guess, scope out the lay of the land when I go up there. And...
Unbelievable. Thank you very little.
Thanks for adding there, Joe. Good. Scope it out for us. Find us somewhere with beverages. So,
yes,
the last one will have JoJo involved for sure. You know, this one will be in Tomball, Texas, October 15th. That is a Saturday. And JoJo will be there.
I'm kind of a big deal.
That's right.
I'm kind of a big deal.
He's kind of a big deal. He just won a cook-off. He will be there October 15th. It's part of a barbecue, but it is actually a Saturday event. So it's turned in an hour after brisket in Tomball.
Yes.
I think they had over 50 teams last year.
Yes, I think if I'm not mistaken, we did three tables worth last year.
Yes, you were over 50. But those are the three new ones that are booked right now. There's a couple other we're talking to, but you know, about this time of the season, we're pretty full on events. So I don't know how many more will be added in the in this area, but I think we can squeeze one or two more out. But that'll be about it for the year. You know, end up 80, 85 events somewhere around there. So that'll be a good year.
It will be a good year. And we're already signing events into next year also. So especially for those of you that are regarding promotions and putting together these cook-offs, please try to get with us as soon as possible. Info@statecookoffs.com. Info@statecookoffs.com. Hit us up as soon as you can, because it's the sooner we can get you on the schedule and the sooner we can get everything
going,
we will – make sure that you are solid in that book, because breaking news. What do we got
breaking
here?
Breaking news. I don't have any. Oh, SCA now has new shirts.
What?
Yes. We've been asked for a lot of guys out there are asking for barbecue mediums. We now have barbecue mediums.
I will be
getting them tomorrow. We've got 4X and 5X as well as 3X shirts. All of our shirts from large to triple extra large will be the new Real Softies. They're going to have kind of a distressed look with a distressed SCA logo on it. Very comfortable shirts. I'm really excited to get those this week. But these are going to be popular because they are soft. It's almost like wearing nothing at all, JoJo.
Wow.
That's gross. Wow.
Barbecue medium. I like the way you subtly put that.
You like that?
Very nice.
Thank you. I'll be here all night.
That is very nice. So, again, if for those of you that are interested in these shirts, we will have some of these at the events, correct?
That's correct. I should have them this weekend.
Great. So we should be.
I will.
We will have them in Whitney on Saturday.
Oh, guess what, JoJo? I have more news.
Well, let's hit the sounder.
Well, if I could find it, I would definitely do that.
Breaking news.
Due to popular requests.
Yes.
Possum Kingdom event this year. The side category, ancillary category, will be grilled cheese. That's right, JoJo. Grilled cheese.
What?
Sounds weird, doesn't it?
Okay.
We did. I thought the same. You know, like when we went down to
Georgetown,
they said, oh, well, we're going to judge grilled cheese. That's what I said. What? So I got to judge this grilled cheese, and it was unbelievable. Just the different things people turned out. We're going to do it at Possum Kingdom out at PK.
Smoking Possum.
Yeah, they've Smoking Possum Cook-Off. It's a double points event. A lot of the teams will rent a cabin, so you're going to have electricity if you want to, however you want to prepare this grilled cheese. If you need to use a hot plate, you can. If you need to use it on the stove, you can. However you're going to do this, PK is the place to do it.
Now, folks, PK is one of the greatest places.
Possum Hollow.
Smoking
is the name of the camp.
Smoking Possum is the name of the cook-off. Possum Hollow is the name of the camp. Possum Kingdom is the name of the lake.
Just look at the website. And it's in Graham, Texas.
And it's on September the 17th. But, folks, this place is awesome. We have two cook-offs a year there, one in September. One in December. The December one is called Winter Wonderland. For those of you that are not familiar with this, it is so incredible because they have a million Christmas lights. They have music playing. You actually can put your radio station to a certain frequency and you can hear Christmas music while the lights are dancing throughout the entire campsite. But the Smoking Possum, we always introduce new and unique items. And last year the One Bite was introduced there, and it has gained so much popularity that we have done several One Bites through the school year.
I think this grilled cheese is going to go. I was at that judging table. I was shocked at all the different variations that came in, and it was neat. I think we're going to have a good turnout for it. I'm pretty excited.
I'm very interested and excited on this because man, you can go a million different directions with grilled cheese.
I'm telling you, man, this thing's going to be crazy. Anyway, so we're excited. That'll be at
Smoking Possum and Possum Hollow at Possum Kingdom Lake.
In Graham, Texas.
Ba-bam!
Yes. But it'll have, what else is going to say about that? That cook-off's double points. You can rent cabins. You're thinking about it. I'd book our cabins now.
Yes.
A lot of times we'll do a... what's that called? A potluck dinner for the team
on Friday night.
Friday night.
We do an incredible potluck. But Brett's right. Call up there.
Call Jim.
Call Jim and try to rent your room because I'm not kidding you. We've sold out every cook-off we've been there with the cabins. Now, they do have a campsite.
They got full RV hookup.
If you have an RV or we even had some teams camp out.
Yeah.
With tents.
Timmy's buddy camped out there.
Exactly.
What's his name? John.
Yeah, Big John stayed.
Big John stayed out there. I think he froze himself.
No, that was the September one, not the December one.
Oh, okay, that's right.
But anyway, Graham's not too far away. Graham proper is about 15 minutes north of there. So some of the cookers have stayed in hotels up in Graham, and it's a very, very beautiful lake. This is one of the premier lakes in the state of Texas. For those of you that don't know this, one of the largest lakes in the state of Texas, and it is a very, very beautiful area. So we'd love for you to come out there. And again, double points event, grilled cheese, ancillary.
Yes.
We'll have a kids cook, right?
Well, of course. We'll run a kids cook out there, grilled cheese, steak. Most of the teams stay Saturday night too,
yeah,
because it's such a relaxing place out there.
Hot luck on Friday night. Saturday night, this is no joke. This
you
this
can leave
is
your cell phone in your truck because you won't get a signal.
There's
but.
No signal. They have a restaurant / bar on site.
That's right.
And one of our favorite things that we do is on Saturdays, we all get together afterward and we all hang out in the bar. Well, we've had celebrity bartenders working the bar, such as the mayor, such as Johnny.
The mayor, Johnny.
Johnny and the mayor are their honorary celebrity bartender. So come out, order a drink with them. I'm telling you, if you order a Moscow Mule, you're going to get kicked like a mule because it's just nothing but liquor and there ain't nothing else in it. I mean, it's just, it's, we have so much fun. It's great. Pool tables. They have entertainment. There's a guy there that's like a one-man band.
Saturday night.
And this guy, he knows how to entertain.
Yeah, he does a great job.
He does a fabulous job. So if y'all can get a chance, check it out. Smoking Possum, sign up as quick as you can. Reserve as quick as you can because those spots will go. But there are RV spots. There are camping spots. And I know there are teams that also will help out and they'll share cabins because some of the cabins are very large.
Yeah, they 4-bedroom, a couple of them.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just it's all in that one general area. So give it a check out. You'll like it a lot. And if you don't believe me, ask Brendan Locker. He'll tell you.
It's true.
All right, sir. What would you like to talk about now?
Well,
how about the mail call?
Do
you got some other?
Oh, we could do that.
Or you got some other goodies over there?
Mail call.
Mail sack. All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Gene from Kansas sent in an email. It says, "How beneficial is it for me to become an SCA judge? And if I do judge, could I judge appetizer as well?"
Good question. Okay. Good. Thank you, Gene.
Pretty good question there, Gene. Yeah, it's very beneficial to become an SCA judge. Once you're certified as a judge, all you do is go onto the website and you can sign up to judge any of our events around the world. If you want to, if for some reason you're on vacation in Amsterdam and you lose your wallet and want to go judge steak instead of hitting a restaurant in Amsterdam, you're welcome to.
Struggling.
Oh, geez. Anyway, you can judge anywhere you want once you're a certified member. And then as far as judging appetizer, we would rather have a fresh judge than a full judge. So we ask that you only judge steak if you're going to judge or appetizer. If you judge appetizer, you can judge appetizer and kids, but we ask that you do not judge both. We'd rather have a fresh judge. These guys are competing for thousands of dollars, and it's just fair to them to have the best judges we can. And the certified judges are definitely the way to go. We found, I mean, this last weekend, we just trained those judges. You know, we did a class while everyone was out there baking to medium rare. We were inside doing a class and ended up with all new certified judges, and it showed in the scoring. Scores were very, I mean, that was our first tie even, but they were very, very accurate scores and very even, I felt. So, Gene, thanks for your question.
Plus, the other advantage of being a certified judge is the fact that if there is an event going on in your area, you will be notified via email that we will be doing events nearby. Not so much?
No, we updated on the website. I don't have – no. Not yet.
Let's just say if you know that there's something coming up, then let us know.
Well, one day we'll be able to do that. It's a time factor at the moment. But we do post them on the website as soon as the new event comes up. So check back on the website.
And with saying that, let's talk about hamburgers.
Hamburgers. So,
I don't know.
To hell with Brett.
All right.
We need to come up with one that says to hell with Joe.
We'll get one of those.
Hell, I don't know. Anyway.
So new events. We talked about new events. We have some new judging classes I wanted to throw out there, and I don't know where I put this paper. Keep talking, Joe. Let me.
All right. Well, while we do that, let me go ahead and bring everybody up to snuff on our Pelican points chase. Right now, overall points.
Let's do it.
Overall points right now. In first place at 128 points is Johnny Joseph. So Johnny is our two-time points champion for 2014, 2015. He is on a pace to try to go for 2016.
He's going for the three.
For the trifecta.
Three-peat.
Second place at 105 points, only 23 points behind, is Bron Sear.
First rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Then in third place, right behind him, but with 6 points at 99 points, is Mr. Alan Newton.
I'm a natural, actual, real, authentical Arkansas loving man. Yes, I am.
And then in fourth place, behind by 10 points at 89 points, is Miss Shauna Rapolo. Then in fifth place, we have Mr. Joe Early at 83 points. Sixth place goes to Bobby Stewart at 79 points.
Come on!
Seventh place, Miss East Texas herself, it's Janet Baker at 73 points. Eighth place goes to Smokehouse Rats number one, Dustin Sanders at 64 points.
Lost it. Uh-oh.
Okay. Ninth place goes to my boy Blue, Damon Blue, at 59 points.
Blue, you're my boy!
There we go.
And in 10th place at 49 points is Gino Potts.
This is Sheriff Cupid, the Justice of Texas.
So that is our top 10 overall points. Now, our wild card teams. These are the top 10 in wild cards, which are the top 10 non-automatic qualifiers that, if the season ended today, are in. Okay? So, at first place, again, some of these names will be familiar. At first place is Shauna Rapolo at 89 points. Second is Bobby Stewart at 79 points. Third is Gino Potts at 49 points. Now, in fourth place, this one goes to Big John Payne at 42 points. Then in fifth place, Mr. Tulsa himself, Bill Bond, is at 40 points. Then sixth place is Miss Vivian Byrd at 37 points.
Not at all.
Then in seventh place, Mr. Big Man himself, Jeremy Holmes, is at 34 points.
All right.
Then in eighth place, Bubba Garrett, Twisted Pitsters.
Twisted Sister! What is that?
And he's at 34 points. And then ninth place is Chuck Wagon, Chuck Evans, also at 34 points. And then in 10th place is Brian McClarty at 30 points. Now the bubble teams are the teams that are on the bubble. If the season ended officially today, they would get the invite. Correct, Brett?
The top, yes. These are the wild card teams that would get in. Those are ones that would get in, kind of the wild cards. These are the guys that are on the bubble. They're knocking on the door to get in, but not in yet.
Correct. So at 11th place right now is Tim Pollock, Cowbell Cooker.
Oh, boy.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
Then in 12th place is B-Rad Callis, best known as The Milkshake.
The Milkshake.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and their life is better than yours.
Then in 13th place at 30 points also is Todd Tribble.
Todd Tribble or Ty? Todd?
Todd.
Who put the tribbles in the quadro triticale?
What?
Then in 14th place is Roland Escobedo at 29 points.
I got his in there. It's going next.
Okay. Then at 15th place, Cody Allenbar at 26 points.
But it's all right to be a little bitty.
Then in 16th place, the worm, Mr. Joe Castillo.
Long, thin, slimy one, short, fat, juicy one, the hifty, fifty, fuzzy, wuzzy worms.
And he's at 26 points. Then we also have at 17th, David Nelson at 25 points. In 18th place, Ty Tribble with 24.
It's a triple.
Oh, it's a triple.
At 19th position at 24 points, Robbie Staggs.
Don't got that one.
And in 20th position at 22 points is Dan Judd. So these are the bubble teams that I just read to you. So we are keeping you up to date with our Pelican Points Chase 2016. So thank you to Pelican Elite Coolers for sponsoring the Points Chase.
We gonna celebrate your party with you.
All right.
All right. So
I like that update. We got classes, JoJo, classes coming up big time. SCA judges. We need more judges. If we go to Tennessee, Arkansas, pretty much we're going to be all certified. Embarrassingly enough, Texas is where we're weak in judges.
That's unbelievable.
I know. Well, people that are taking it here are cookers. Oh. You know, and there's a strong KCBS present in some of those other states.
Correct.
So these guys already judge other organizations, and then they latch onto the steak as well. But August 11th, we're going to have a class in Kirbyville, Texas, at the Kirbyville Barbecue, the deep East Texas. That is going to be a Thursday night class. And then we're going to have one in Albert Lea, Minnesota. We've already got 26 signed up for that class. And then September 3rd is a DFW's chance. We got people in DFW that need to sign up for this class, and it'll be held here at the Bedford Blues and Barbecue Festival. September 19th, Davenport, Florida. I've got 21 signed up for that class so far in Florida. Florida's a strong market. We only have, I believe, 3 events there this year so far, and all of those events have had all certified judges.
Very nice.
And we'll have another, you know, with this group here, we're going to have enough to support next year's growth there, hopefully. And then August 15th, a couple weeks before the championship, we're going to have one in West Memphis, Arkansas.
October 15th.
October 15th.
Yeah, you said August. Sorry.
It's a shiner buck. Sorry. Fire me.
You're all right. You're all right.
You're fired.
You're fired.
All right. Thanks, Trump. All right.
Yeah, folks. Oh. And Brett mentions that here in Texas, especially. A lot of the judges that take the class are cookers. There is an advantage to being a cooker and taking the class, yes. But we are looking for actual judges that can actually help us out in our contest. So, again, give us a check out on our webpage. It's www.steakcookoffs.com. If you are interested in the judging, there is a judges tab on the webpage. You can click on there, and there is the calendar. Kind of explains everything that's going on there. And just contact us and let us know if you're interested in wanting to join the class.
Let's take some calls or try to take some calls.
Yeah, let's see if
this works. We've been fighting this Blog Talk Radio, but we've got somebody that's been listening since the beginning of the show.
Hume, you live.
If you hit one, that'll let us know that you might be interested in coming in the air. So this is probably going to go over like a fart in church, but we are going to try to take some calls. Let's see what happens here with this first one. All right, who is this? 3294. Are you there? I think they stroked out. Hello?
No, I didn't. Hello?
Oh, there he is.
What's up, JoJo?
What's up? Who is this?
H.
Hey, what's up, H?
T.
It's my boy H.
Tell your boy to turn his radio down in the background so we can just hear you.
Yes, turn your radio down, please.
Or whatever he's listening on.
Can you hear me now?
No, I can hear
much
you.
Much better, buddy.
You have a question for myself or for Mr. Brett here?
When are we going to have one in Dallas?
Good when are question. We going to have one in Dallas?
When are we going to have one in Dallas?
We have one in Bedford coming up. So.
I think specifically he wants to know when we're having one in our office because everybody there is.
Well, good. Let's arrange it. Let's make it happen.
SCA happy.
Let's do it.
No, okay. Now, before you hang up on him, I want you to explain to everybody here. He's been trying to get. Okay, explain what Kim's position is and explain what you're trying to do here.
Well, Kim's position is she's a coordinator, event coordinator, and I guess team building. You know, whenever we have events where they can work together as a team. And I'm trying to reach out to her, see if we can have something like that.
Well, well, well. It just happens that we used to do corporate team building events where we would break the group teams or break them up into groups, and we would do a cook-off. We would bring all the spices, rubs, and bring the grills. You'd break up the teams, actually cook the steaks, and then we had a spam carving contest with it, which was the thing.
Okay.
It sounds stupid, doesn't it, Joe?
No, it sounds pretty.
But we had like a group from Cialis once that like made a bathtub with a silhouette of someone sitting in it.
Out of spam?
Out of spam. We had a guy that made a UT, you know, the UT logo out of it.
Very cool.
We had a lot of cool, but it was neat because the teams competed against each other. We got little trophies for the winners, so we can do team building best.
Well, believe me, he's trying like heck to promote the logo within our company. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate you doing this, H. You're a man of many talents.
Appreciate it.
Anything else for us, sir?
No, just send me the info so I can of your corporate team building, and I can push it on to it.
Okay, we'll do that.
We will do that. Thank you, sir, and I will hopefully see you tomorrow.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
All right, that went well. We actually took a call without it being a 6-week delay. See if that 901 number's on here. No, I don't see him.
Don't take the second one.
that one. Okay. Let's see if this one wants to come on the air.
Oh, I know that one.
Of course, my red hot smoking wife.
Shelly?
No.
At least a hello.
Hello, Shelly. How are you?
Hello, sexy men.
Thank you for listening in today.
Of course. I've listened in the last 3 weeks.
Wow.
Or 3 times. Sorry. Yeah.
That's a stalker.
And we're up to episode 17. Makes
me
wonder.
I just want to say hello. See if
hello,
this was working.
Hello, you guys sound good tonight. Sounding hot as usual.
Okay.
Good job,
well,
guys.
You. We're going to go ahead and wrap this show up so we can go home.
Hell, I may go home with you.
All right. Well, I'm going to take some more calls and we're out of here.
Y'all behave. Get home safe.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow.
I say we end on a high note.
I'm telling you. We can only go downhill from here.
I don't know.
We got a plethora of 870 numbers. Where are those from? That's Arkansas, isn't it?
I believe so. Why don't you take one?
I think it's Arkansas. Nobody's hit one, meaning they do not want to be on the air. But we may force feed somebody here, JoJo. You want to do that?
Yeah, let's go for it. Come on. Don't be scared.
Don't be scared. Who's been on the longest? This guy. Who do we have on the line? 9024.
Bueller.
All right. That went over like a All right. Well, that's all I got, Joe.
I told you we should have ended
calls.
On a high.
Yeah. Should have called one call earlier.
I think we should have
all
ended
right.
on a high.
Well, Joe, I think we've covered everything for tonight.
I do believe you are correct. So, folks, I know it may
you're right, Tim.
It may have been a short little show, but here, there's really, I think we've pretty much touched on everything.
We've covered what we needed to. There wasn't a lot of events this week. This weekend, pretty good event down in Whitney.
Yes.
A lot of teams are staying in Hillsboro Thursday night. I know a lot of us are at the Quality Inn in Hillsboro, so we might be enjoy a beverage or two on Friday night. You can come to the event on Friday night and set up your equipment.
After
6:30, yeah, you can go downtown and set up your equipment. I don't know about security guards and so forth. But
correct. I was going to say, we haven't heard anything about security, but the address, for those of you, we'll post it. It's 101 East Washington Avenue. That's where the location that we're going to be. The reference point is End Zone Sports Bar.
Okay. Well, it looks like someone on hold wants to talk now.
Okay.
Let's try 3772. You're coming on the air here, buddy.
What's up, guys?
Oh, well. If it is not the man himself.
Here's Johnny.
Thank you. I was going to say, who's this?
We got Johnny Joseph. How are you doing, buddy?
Somebody's got to talk. Hell, I thought I better say something.
I know. Well, it's always dicey when you go to the phones. We're just glad they're working.
Y'all done a great job tonight. We got a great organization going, guys. And, you know, it wouldn't be successful without you guys working hard. And like I told Shelly the other day, I appreciate her and Leslie letting you and Ken put up and give everything y'all got. I know it's tough leaving home, but it sure makes it nice for all of us to have a place to go play. I can remember when it was only 5 shows a year. Now we've got 84 a year. Ain't that awesome?
That's awesome. Yeah, it's hard to believe. It really is. I'm already booking for next year, Johnny. New events for next year.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, it just, you know, like we call it the International, it couldn't have been a better name. I think that's a great organization, International. That's what it's all about.
It is international. We just booked one in Belgium that I didn't mention. We finalized that one. So they're going to have one in Belgium. I don't think it's in Brussels.
Wow.
I think that's a good thing. But are you considering that Jacksonville event, Johnny?
Oh, you know, right now me and Brian's trying to figure out how we're going to – we're trying to purchase a plane. We are working on getting us a little later jet. We was going with a helicopter, and what we were going to do with the helicopter was I was going to get us there, and they were going to cook and get Emma cooking in the pork chops. And while they're cooking, I was going to be over there selling rice for $25 a rice so we could have enough money to get home on, because I know, you know, how our wind has been going. We ain't been doing real good, so we have enough money to get home on. So
now this is a man with a plan right here. I like this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody wants a helicopter ride.
Yeah, heck yeah. That is a great idea.
Johnny, this is JoJo. How are you?
Hey, JoJo. Good, buddy. Congratulations on your win there, buddy.
Thank you. I have one serious question I'd like to ask.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm not cooking for you, JoJo. No, go ahead. What you got?
No, that was my question. Go ahead, Brett.
I don't have anything. What was your question?
No, that was it. No, I was just going to mess with him. Okay. No, I was just going to mess with you. You kind of stole my thunder there. But it's okay.
I'm sorry.
But hey, again, my hat's off to you for those kind words you mentioned in Broken Arrow. It was a tearjerker.
Margaret was so happy.
You know, there's so many people talked to me later on and said, Johnny, I wish I'd known Tripp. You know, I was trying to tell everybody what a guy he was and what he did and how he treated you. You know,
everyone was buddy. What
people
he?
And there, you know, there was a lot of people. You know, we got so many new people now that didn't know Tripp, and there was a lot of people there that never met him, and you know, they just when we got through talking, you know, everybody says, you know, I felt like I knew him after you finished talking about him. And so that's what, you know, why I was saying it, you know, it's everybody needs to know him. And he was there with us, and all the smoke went up to him, and it was just a great feeling.
Very nice.
I know Ken was talking about, he showed me a picture, and he said, look at this picture. And I looked at it, and I'm like, okay, I know him. They were all the people that we see normally at events now. And he said, now, look 2 years in the past. He said, how many of those guys did you recognize? I'm like, you? That's it. They were all new faces that are new to SCA. They're like family now, but 2 years ago, they weren't here. They weren't part of SCA.
That's right.
It's neat to see all these new faces. And I, you know, I would travel to these places and I'd tell Shelly, she's like, where are you guys going to stay? I said, well, the mayor worked it out. And we're going to stay over at the Beans house. She's like, how do you know them? I said, well, I met him at a cook-off. And she didn't really understand back then, you know, the whole family aspect of it. And, you know, you just get to know these people and they invite you into your home. And so I took her with us once and we stayed at the Beans house. And she goes, I get it now. You know, it made sense how people, you know, you see these guys in an event and you just become almost family with them sometimes. Isn't that right, Johnny?
What about that time when we was going to, y'all were going to Tulsa and the axle broke out from under the trailer. Welder came out and fixed it and got y'all to Tulsa. And he hung out with us all evening.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Ward was driving
Remember that?
About 500 miles an hour and our tongue on my smoker trailer broke. And so it's like bowed on the highway shooting sparks.
Wow.
And a car told us beside us because that pit could have went right past us.
Mm-hmm.
The chains were on the front side of it. So we pulled over and Ken got on the phone like he does in mayors and must have called. I think he called all but two people for welding in the phone book. And we got a hold of a company and they sent Bob out. Well, Bob had been, he said, oh, I'm on my way home. I'll stop by. I mean, this the next to last call. The guy stops by, fixes the trailer, and said, oh, man, welcome to Tulsa. He said, I can't take your money. Don't worry about it. And, of course, we gave him vodka and SCA, or a United States of America shirt. And so we talked with him a while. Well, the next day, Bob was about a 62-year-old gentleman. Bob showed up at our campsite on a unicycle wearing a USA shirt, wearing our cook team shirt.
Wow.
And so we got lucky enough in Washington. So we brought Bob up to the stage with us.
Awesome.
So this guy we just randomly met on the highway, but he ended up being part of the team that day, came up for awards, and he was our honor. We wouldn't have made it there if it wasn't for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
It's just these little people you meet along the way. It's really cool.
Very awesome.
I got one more good one for y'all. We were in Camden, Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
When it was all over with, said and done, you know, they had their trailer all loaded up. And I'm talking about Brett and the mayor, you know, and they had their trailer all loaded up, hooked up, and took off. Well, in this trailer, they had a bar, and they had all their liquor in a rack. And you had to secure this rack. Guess what happened? Would you like to tell them what happened, Brett?
No, it's still depressing.
All of it, London Bridge all came down.
Yeah, we pulled off the curb, and as the trailer popped off the curb, all you heard was glass shattering everywhere. And then you look, and it's a river of vodka and whiskey.
Holy cow.
It was horrible.
I would have cried.
Oh, it was horrible.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
It was bad. Yeah, that was not fun, but... That was the one, I think we left our grill. We left our big grill there. I don't even know. Do we leave it at your house, Johnny?
No. You left it somewhere.
I left it at the event, and somebody brought it to us months later.
Yeah. But
I don't know. I wish we got the grill, maybe we would have noticed the bar was still set up.
Hmm.
Oh, well.
I got one more. Brett flew in to Florida, him and Brian.
Yep.
And I pulled my cooking trailer and brought Brett a grill to cook on and Brian to cook on. And I just got off that big win in West Memphis, and I had this big old poster, you know, grand champion and stuff. And I had all that posted up there. And we went through the cook-off so we had to serve public steaks that evening. So everybody was getting in line. I had all my trophies and stuff like that. And here old Brett was over there with this little Weber trying to cook steaks.
Yeah, let me paint
you want to finish
it? Let me paint this, Johnny. Johnny's got a 24-foot trailer with a smoker on it. He's got 6-foot trophies lined out and sign it. Banner, it says world champion. Brett flew in with his grill grates and a bottle of rub. Johnny brought me a grill, which I think he seasoned possibly by using it as a toilet. So Johnny gave me a table and a grill, and they started
cooking. That wasn't butter, Brett.
What's that?
That wasn't butter that I put on that grill.
Yeah, I didn't think it was. It was golden, not butter.
Okay? There's always a pushing them up and never to push them down.
So people start lining up, and Johnny has people down the street, man. I mean, there's like 71 people in his line, and I couldn't give them away if I stuck a $50 bill on each steak. People are like, oh, I'm not going over to this guy. And then my buddy that I brought with me, Bill from Florida, that came up with me, all of a sudden he says, oh, I'm going over to help Johnny. He's busy. Everyone likes Johnny's steak. And I'm standing over there going, well, hell. I even took some steaks over there, and nobody would take them.
Wow.
No one wanted my steak. So that came time for awards. Third place, Johnny Joseph. Second place, Brian Lewis. First place, the guy that couldn't give away his steak. I won the darn thing. But Johnny, man, I mean, it was.
That's funny.
Wow. It was crazy how busy he was. And he was just over there poking me with a stick, making fun of me.
Unbelievable.
How's that grill? Does it smell like a bathroom? Yes, it does. But it worked. So pretty soon there'll be guys doing that before cook-off.
Special seasoning.
Special seasoning.
Yeah.
That had a little garlic flavor. A little garlic, yeah. Italian seasoning in it, Johnny.
Well, you know what, though, Brett? That was the good old days. That's back when y'all was running up and down the road. And we were having fun, you know. And, I think the last steak cook-off you got to cook in was a couple of years ago. You got to cook in the Louisiana flavor and won grand champion. You won first in steak, and I don't know what all you did in barbecue, but I know you ended up grand champion overall. And man, you and Shelly was together, and you know, that was a great night, great evening. We had a ball.
Yeah, that was our last hurrah, really, because we got second in steak. Old Alan Newton beat me. But I got second in steak, and we ended up, fourth in brisket. And we did beef ribs. And I think I got second in beef ribs, but we ended up GC. And that was a cook-off tailor-made for me, though. All meat, all beef. That was a fun one. And then they didn't have it again the next year.
Yeah, I know. I think they had too much meat. I don't know what happened. I hate it, but it was something I thought it was. Yeah.
And it was great. We were right there by the carnival. I mean, 20 feet and you're at a snow cone stand or whatever that place was.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fun, but we're having fun running events, and hopefully we'll keep going. You know, when I end up in Vancouver, it's not a bad day. When we go to Florida in a couple of weeks, it'll be a good day.
Yeah.
That guy down there had a grill weight for you.
Oh yeah. I'm looking forward next year. I want to go to Amsterdam. That's what we're gonna try to make a vacation out of that one.
Yep, we spend a day in Amsterdam when we're there, and it's really neat. It's just a different lifestyle, I guess. I mean, I know everyone talks about Amsterdam, you know, party this or that, but we actually stay in Hofdorp, which is just outside, 10 minutes out, and it's every yard is manicured perfectly, and it's a different culture. It's unbelievable. Good stuff, Johnny.
All right, buddy. Well, y'all enjoyed it. I appreciate y'all having me on, and we'll see you Friday, and
Whitney.
And
JoJo's going for back to back.
Yep. You can do it, JoJo.
There you go.
I pushed the wrong button. I'm sorry.
You can do it.
There you go.
There it is.
That's awesome.
Hoo-ah.
All right, Johnny. You be careful getting out here, and we'll see you this weekend for sure, brother.
Okay. Thank y'all.
Love you, man.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Bye. Love y'all too.
Classy, San Diego.
That was Johnny Joseph, Blown Smoke Grillers. Good conversation
good
with him. Before we go, I do have something. Scroll through JoJo's Corner real fast.
Oh.
Johnny brought up a very good point about the togetherness and the family thing, and I've already mentioned it earlier regarding Tripp and his family and such. I never had the honor to meet Tripp. I was scheduled to do Tulsa that year. That was last year, wasn't it? 2 years?
Last year?
Two years ago. I had heard so much about him, and I really wanted the honor and the privilege to meet him. I knew how much he meant to SCA and to Brett and to Ken. And I had the utmost respect for him, and I wanted to meet him in person. And I did not get that opportunity because he did pass away before the event. Mm-hmm. Then we segued it into his memorial cook-off last year and again this year. This year, out of respect to the family, I almost didn't go. But out of respect to Tripp and to his family, I decided at the last minute to go ahead and go. One of the things that both me and my wife did, my wife did get second place in chicken wings. She donated her medal to Molly and the family in respect to Tripp. And the trophy that I won for the state cook-off, I also gave to the family. One thing that I wanted to say is, again, this is a family environment. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, or where you're going. We are all one. And that's why one of the logos that we are, one of the slogans we say here in SCA is, we are SCA, we are family. And I'm very proud to be part of that family. And I really hope that someday we'll be able to look back at all this and look in the record books and say, you know what, that was a hell of a trip. That was fun. And the last thing I want to say is, hotsy-totsy.
Hottie-totty.
Hottie-totty. There you go.
Hi, this is Greg Rempe, host of the Barbecue Central Show.
Barbecue Central Show.
And you're listening to Ribeye Radio.
Ribeye Radio.
Hottie-totty.
Hottie-totty.
Tripp never called anybody by their name. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy.
Kind of like the laddie.
Yeah, he always called you buddy. That always made you feel good.
Well, folks, it's hard to believe, but we're out of here. Oh, a classic.
Yeah.
Bomba-dee-da, bomba-dee-da.
Happy trails, everybody. Good night.
See you this weekend.
Happy trails to you.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you.
You might know I'm the original sin.
Just kidding. Now it's time for Renegade Radio. JoJo, are you ready?
But did you know I've murdered me today? In the name of love, yeah, you thought I was fitting. Dream on, white boy, white boy. Dream on, black girl. Wake up to a brand new day. Find your dreams that wash away.
time when I did not care. And there was a time when the fight stood still. There is a dream, and it's nobody. Well, I'm sure you have to see it's open arms.
Man, I'm glad everyone's gone, Chucho. Aren't you? Let's tell dirty jokes for a while.
You know what? Let's segue into the life, two life dream.
Yeah, let's start doing that.
Let's get it to Amy.
Yeah, I hear that's your favorite.
Dream on, white girl, wake up to a brand new day. To find your dreams and wash away. Dream on, black boy. Dream on, white girl, and wake up to a brand new day. Black boy, white girl.